Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, welcome, welcome. We want to thank everybody for joining us again, once again, here at the Transformation Cafe. We are live on Tuesday nights here in Southern California. So we want to thank everybody for that. Tonight we have one of our guest chefs back in the house. Mayana is back, and she's going to be having a wonderful weekend workshop this weekend. We're going to be talking about that in a second. But let's see who else is here sitting at the table. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well, and it's so good to be back here.
Yeah, well, thank you for scooting in and checking us out tonight. And Mr. Jamie, as usual, he's always holding that one corner of the table. Thank you so much, sir, for just coming up here and saying hello. How's it going?
Mr. Jamie, calling from Seattle. It's going most excellent.
Most excellent. Most excellent. Okay, great. Great. So, Mayana Isabel, how do you say your last name, Mayana?
Hey, how are you, Robin? Mayana is fine anyway. That's good enough.
Mayana is fine. Okay. If you guys go back to our back shows about 3 weeks ago, we had Mayana on, and she was our first international call. I was so excited about that. She was calling us from Ireland, which was very, very exciting. And she is in the Inland Empire. She's actually in Riverside as we speak tonight, so we're actually neighbors here on the table. And she's going to be doing a workshop this weekend on a process she's created called The Method. Can you tell them a little bit more about that, kind of roll back up a little bit, just in case we have some new listeners tonight, and what we can expect this weekend with the seminar?
Yeah, I can't hear very much. I'm sorry. That's a terrible line, actually. I'm so close to you and yet so far away. I heard you better from Ireland.
Yeah, she's actually coming from an international call line. So tell us about The Method.
I really can't hear anything. Oh, God. Well, you know, I can't hear you at all anymore. You've disappeared. But the best I can recommend is there's actually a really good radio interview on the website under the Academy of Luminaries. It says press and interviews, and there's a very clear interview there that people can hear. And I'm very happy to receive emails, and Robin can take calls if anybody is interested in the class this weekend.
Okay.
I can't hear you at all, so I don't know.
Okay, how about now? Is that better? Is that better, Mayana? Can you hear me now?
You're back again. Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. Now, the workshop's going to be at the Cookie Cafe on Pine Street in Riverside. And what time is it going to be starting on Saturday?
So we're starting at 10 o'clock, the class, but if people haven't pre-registered, they can come at half past nine. And
half past nine, okay.
Both days, you know. And we have a class manual to give people, so even if people want to relax and not take any notes and just let their inner being shine through and forget about everything, you know, there's actually a manual of the whole class that can be used later, a few months down the line, when things, you know, get forgotten by the conscious mind. So that's very handy for people.
You know, isn't that kind of a better way to do it? Because I've been hearing that lately, where we're so caught up in processes, we're so caught up in, you know, the mental processes of things like that, when actuality, we all know what we need to know. So sometimes it's a matter of just sitting back and relaxing and allow that information just to kind of come through us instead of thinking we've got to do something about it.
Totally, yeah. Well, actually, the conscious mind really gets in the way most of the time. So if you want to live from inspiration, it's really better altogether to just get out of the way, if you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you're able to hear me. Can we talk a little bit about the basics of what you're going to be covering over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to, and thank you for giving me another opportunity, Robin. and it's a pleasure to be with you all on the line. So the weekend is really, it's a symbiosis of quantum physics and spirituality. So whatever way you prefer to receive your information, it comes from both sides equally, because we end up with the same thing, which is you having a good time, having a good life, and knowing what to do to remain peaceful no matter what's going on around you. You know, so that's really the basis of it, is to be able to tap into the peace of mind that we are by nature. You know, we're already perfect and we're already everything we need to be. It's just the thoughts and the programs that come in the way of feeling that freedom within, you know. So that's really that's really the work, you know. So with it, yes.
Okay, cool. I was wondering about that, because I know that part of the, I mean, well, Lily, the majority of all this work is really working with the fears of all the, this, our perceived limitations that we have. So is that really what we're working, when you do the method, you're really looking at, you know, what are those things that I want to label as a fear that is really an illusional level of something that once I recognize what it really is, it just will dissolve and move me into just a totally new level of who I'm, you know, able, and actually I really am more than what I'm perceiving in the moment before I get rid of the fear.
Well, that's right. You know, you're created perfectly. How about that? You're the manifested choice of the creator, so it doesn't get much better than that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of speaking at things that you think, I say you, but I don't mean you, Robin. I mean, in general, us, you know, instead of picking at what's wrong and what you've heard somebody tell you about you, that really at the end of the day is their perception. It's really to be able to not self-indulge, in fact, in disliking anything about yourself, but really letting the inspiration, which is literally, you know, dying to come through, so you can have, you know, a life of being of service or having a productive life or working within your area of potential, basically having a good time, right? Feeling happy and enjoying and, you know, laughing a bit more as well. Laughter is very important, you know, and not feeling so fearful about what may happen or whatever, you know. You know, fear breaks down into false events appearing real, right?
Right, right.
You know,
yeah,
it's not real.
People get that false evidence appearing real. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, people tell you you're not good enough, or you tell yourself you're not lovable enough, or you don't know enough, or you're something not enough. None of that is true, you know, because it's something we picked up along the way. And depending what you listen to every day and what you focus on, a lot of what's being broadcasted to us is fearful, you know, because it's based on lack of, you know, lack of money, lack of jobs, lack of health, lack of whatever it is, you know, rather than focus on what's right, you know. So really the method is actually very simple, Robin. Anybody can use it, whether they're religious, not religious, spiritual, not spiritual, atheist. It doesn't really matter. It's about receiving a set of tools that you really can use anytime, anyhow. And for anybody who did the Ho'oponopono, it's really not even that. It's a little bit beyond that. It's really tapping into one's virtual ability, you know, tapping into one's energetic field that we don't even know how powerful we are. So it's really, you know, being able to harness that which is at our disposal, which is pretty spectacular, really, you know. So moving into the space of being able to experience small and big miracles. You know, whatever miracles mean to each person, or success, whatever, you know?
Right. Can we back up for a second? Can you explain maybe to some people who had never heard the concept of the Ho'oponopono what that is, so we can kind of know that that's the next step of moving past that concept and that, you know, belief?
Well, I won't because actually it's just because we had a conversation at the last interview, and you said, is it like Ho'oponopono? And it's a little bit, but not really. So I won't go into the Ho'oponopono because that's not what it's in fact, you know. But I can explain the two. I would be glad to. Yes, for sure, Robin. So the first step is really how to remain aware when things go, you know, when things are tough, you know, because there's no point only being grateful and only being aware when things go well, because for a lot of us, we're still having a lot of challenging times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about being able to harness what we perceive to be adversity and turning it to a point of walking meditation. So, like, you know, being able to remember that whatever we encounter can be turned into an ally rather than an enemy as a situation in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody out there is living blissfully all of the time, well then, I mean, you know, they can just focus on what's really, really good. But even if, say, you hate to be stuck in traffic, like, you could react to that, or you could say, oh, right, traffic is my cue for taking a breath and just remembering that I'm here now, you know. And before you know it, you're doing what I call this walking meditation. So you're not trying to avoid difficult situations anymore. You're using them, you know, to keep with yourself, to be in touch with your inner being or that conscious part of you. So that's kind of the first step, really, in a nutshell, you know.
So it's really, really seeking to come from a different perspective and kind of like looking at it from a level of gratitude, knowing that it's really there to help you be that much more aware of yourself and what's going on in the now moment.
Yeah, sure. It's as a point of, you know, it's like, what would you say? It's like life is our teacher, you know. At the class at the weekend, there's not so much teaching going on at all. There's me sharing a toolbox. Well, it's not even me on top of that, it's being transmitted through me, but it's really delivering a toolbox to people that they really are able to help themselves on a daily basis, moment per moment, you know, which is really handy, especially in this day and age, you know. So that's the first step. The second step then is really going into your quantum anatomy and understanding exactly, well, at least as much as we can understand with how far we moved on as a species today, you know, which is not the end of it. There's progression every day, of course. But it's to understand how we really function, you know. So it's a case of knowing thyself and being able to understand that we mainly attract by default rather than attract consciously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The law of attraction did a lot of good things, and it also left a lot of people out cold with not managing the result they wanted, because, you know, we were told that consciously, if you repeated and if you wanted something bad enough and if you felt it, it would come. Right, okay. But how about the stuff that happened in your life that you didn't ask for, you know? And so, again, we go into the deep understanding that we create subconsciously more than consciously. And really using a little bit of quantum physics right now, I'm basing myself on Dr. Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief, which is really a very good book if anybody's interested. He explains in there that the conscious mind, you can be as conscious as you can, and that's going to be like right now, you're paying attention, anybody on the line. And so your conscious mind is registering 40 bits of information per second, right? And that's just a number. The subconscious mind in the same second is registering 20 million bits of information per second, right?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'll explain why it's kind of like being on a plane going to New York, wishing to be on a plane going to Hawaii, right? If you want to go to Hawaii, you got to get on the right plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aloha. Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
You know, there's no amount of visualization, no amount of repeating it every day, writing it down, no amount of that is going to make you arrive in Hawaii if you're booked to go to New York, right? And that's kind of like, so the second step is really a download of a clearing program, we'll say, you know. And that can, pretty much like on the computer, you know, you have a clearing AVG or Norton or whatever, a clearing tool, you know, and then it gets reactivated every day or whatever. So that's kind of like the second step, you know. People receive a clearing method and then they can literally activate it day and night, by the way, and night, you know.
So you're teaching them a clearing method with a part of the workshop this weekend.
That's it. So that's really the two steps, you know, Robin. There's step one and step two. And then the third step is not anything to practice. It's just to understand how we manifest, but within our own body, you know. So then we enter the realm of, you know, rejuvenation, good health. So as I said before, I had cancer and also had the incredible experience of having spontaneous remission within a year, you know. So, and really, I don't have anything special. If I can do it, anybody can do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a gift, you know, to be able to understand how we manifest in each cell. And then as you understand manifestation process within yourself, it's very, very little effort to understand how you manifest on the outside of you, so your perceived reality, really. And it's less about trying to change anything and more about having an open mind and being able to see when what you perceive is an old program. And, you know, you get sick of the old programs, you know. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell, that's everything we do. It's a very big weekend. And anybody who has taken the class in Ireland, where I live, the common denominator, the side effect, we'll say, with a big smile on our face, is to be able to access peace of mind every day. So that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, that's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. All right, well, so this is Tuesday night. The class is going to be happening this weekend. Are there any other opportunities for people to come and learn about it with any other talks and things like that you're going to be having in the local
sure.
area before you have the workshop?
Right, yeah. Within Tim Lizzie's Cookie Cafe in Riverside on Thursday evening, between 6:30 and 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., you know, 6:30 to 8 p.m. And there's also, if somebody cannot make that but would still like to hear something from home, there's a radio interview on the website. If you go under Academy of Luminaries, and it says press and interviews, and there's a whole hour, like the two of us right now, and it goes on for a little while longer. So they can have a cup of tea or a glass of wine or whatever they like and just listen in to an interview and, you know.
Okay. You want to go ahead and make sure that go ahead and give the address for that. So if, just in case people are listening and want to write that down, we've got the address for that.
Sure. So it's www.mahayanadugast.com. So I'll spell that. So it's MAHAYANA and then DUGAST.com, mahayanadugast.com. Maybe you want to say it in your accent, Robin.
Yeah. Oh, no, you did it good. Yeah. So it's MAHAYANA. DUGAST.com.
Yeah,
and you can backslash and you've got the different information and stuff in there. So I have to say too that I love your website, and you're very generous with there's some free stuff on there with self-empowerment and rejuvenation. And why don't we talk a couple seconds about your spiritual compass that you have as part of the stuff you have on your website. Tell everybody a little bit about the spiritual compass.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a free little gift for you, for anybody listening in. There's actually two or three free things under Mahayana's web. There's a free self-rejuvenation class that goes on for 6 weeks. So people receive every 4 days a little class. And there's also a free self-empowerment class under the Academy of Luminaries. But if you just go onto the homepage, you know, there's a video there explaining what goes on the website. And it's very easy. If you just scroll down, they can just access one or both classes. Everything is free. The self-inquiry spiritual survey is a little bit of fun, again, if you have 10, 15 minutes free. And you can just go in and fill in where you feel you're at. And then you just, you know, it gives you an idea of, you know, it's asking things like, how good are you at staying in the moment, or do you believe you can, you know, heal yourself, get out of the way, that kind of thing, you know. So, and people can always have a session as well. I have individual consultations available. So if they can't make it to the class, I'd be very pleased to help anyone with anything. Well, it's not me helping, okay? It's going to be divine intelligence through me. I really want to say that, you know. It's nothing to do with me, really.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, isn't
anything.
It just a matter of, like, you know, like you're saying, you're basically helping to just facilitate people to their own answers and their knowing of what they need to do to move past something. Yeah.
You know,
well, the
Yeah, it's time for self-empowerment. Sorry to cut you, Liz. Robin. It's time for self-empowerment and really give the tools to the people so they can do it themselves on a daily basis. You know, I think the time of gurus and stuff is gone. Well, at least it's gone for me, you know.
Yeah, well, and I think that's really true for just the sense that, you know, now that we've made it our way through past the 2012, that we're really moving it. Yeah, we're moving into this whole new, you know, awareness, a vibrational energy of that we all have our own answers and we always have,
yeah.
And really coming to personal empowerments where we can all be moving in that direction together in a oneness. And knowing that
sure.
we're just basically helping everybody to be assisting. So real quick, I wanted to give Robin King is a local contact that's been helping Mayana, and her number is 909-260-7612. Again, that's 909-260-7612. So if anybody's wanting to go ahead and make a personal appointment with Mayana, they can go that with her. If they're wanting more information about the Cookie Cafe and then the workshop, again, that's going to be starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, that they can get information and let Robin and Mayana know that they're going to be wanting to be participating
sure.
with that. I did have one more question for you that I was just kind of thinking about when I was looking at the method. What do you think about with the law of attraction and when we are really coming from a place of, you know, keeping out of a negative thought and really just wanting to stick in positive intentions and with the law of attraction with, you know, kind of spiritually bypassing the negativities and stuff like that. When here we're really wanting to look at something and saying, well, I'm going to look at my fear and befriend it, knowing that ultimately it's here to serve me. So what do you think of that when it says, you know, with the power of attraction?
Yeah, sure. It's just, you know what, it's just, there's two ways of going about any spiritual practice, I really feel, and it's going to be one of those two. It's going to be either try, and I really use the word try, which I don't like, try. The only time you should try anything is if you try pants or shoes on, right? Anything else, forget it. Right?
Oh, I like that. Try those on and kick them off. Okay, there you go.
It's kind of like try and keep in the positive vibration, forget it. It's not going to happen. It's such hard work. And then, so that's one way that, you know, I suppose they're proposing in the law of attraction. What I propose is to just be yourself and have, if not self-love, have self-compassion for yourself when you go through stuff that's not so positive, because here we go. We're kind of like a piano, you know, and we have many tones of many emotions and many things we go through. And it's more about embracing what we've already manifested, right? Rather than pushing it away and trying to keep with the good stuff. That's really tough, Robin, really. I mean, you know. So it's about saying, okay, I'm a spiritual practitioner, and sometimes I drink wine, and sometimes I get angry, and sometimes I'm feeling very peaceful and this and that. But, I mean, it's embracing every part of you, you know. So there's more freedom in this, because you don't have to live up to an impossible standard that, quite frankly, I don't know anybody who can maintain that, to be truthful and absolutely honest, you know. So there's nothing to try. There's just being, you know, and we've become human doings when actually we are human beings, really, you know?
Yeah, I heard a wonderful thing yesterday that was talking about humility. When we think that's, you know, humbling ourselves to, you know, all the different things that we are, when it's not a matter of, you know, making any of our abilities any less, it's owning the things in our life that we want to change. And being
Absolutely.
That, you know, in like, you know, the humility and humor actually come from the same root. So it's a matter of being able to, you know, when you laugh at yourself, you never have a, you know, run out of material to be able to laugh at yourself, you know.
Exactly. Well,
I'd like
to keep your ego in check, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can laugh at yourself. I mean, you know, think of the great masters. Every one of them was able to just laugh at themselves. And in a sense of, like, you know, all of this is just such an illusion. I can just laugh at the whole thing and keep my proper perspective.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, you know, when you think, well, if somebody thinks they're laughing at someone else, it's actually we perceive others as we are ourselves, right? So then the joke is on us, of course, and it's just really, it's only, we're only here for a little while, really. I mean, we might as well enjoy it, you know, and if we knew, you know that saying, Robin, that we're not humans having a spiritual experience, we're spirits having a human experience. If we really, really embody that, nothing is that serious. At the end of the day, you can't be really that serious about anything. I mean, you do the best you can, but at the end of the day, if you don't have a little humor, it's just, it's too bad, you know? So we do.
Well, I'm glad you're having it at the Cookie Cafe, and I just imagine everybody's just going to light up and light up and have fun, and now we could just have a party eating cookies. I mean, you know, gosh, that sounds like a, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time. There you go.
Absolutely. We're doing fun and laughter and nothing. Because it's also, it's called Satori, laughing and receiving realization, you know? It's they call Satori is to realize through laughter, you know? Some people cry, some people get an aha moment, and some people just laugh. And each class that I've done, there's always one who laughs nonstop nearly the whole class, you know? So it's good, you know? It's good fun.
Well, I can just imagine that, you know, and it just seems to me that what we're talking about is just coming from that level of self-love. If you can love yourself, then all the rest of this is the illusion, and you finally get the joke.
Yeah,
you know?
And I want to give a small gift before I go, which is, you know, that self-love actually, we cover many other things over the weekend, but one of the things we cover is really to know who you are. The other thing is to really, really appreciate why you're here and really to really love who you are. Now, for a lot of people, it's too much of a jump to love fully 100% who they are. So I always invite them to at least have self-compassion. And if you can't have self-compassion, at least have self-forgiveness, you know, and that's a good place to start.
So when you're wanting to, you know, invite somebody to come to a place of self, you know, self-love and self-compassion, what is there, you know, a way of doing that? Or, I mean, it's easy to say that, but, you know, is there ways of really helping somebody to walk into that in just an easy way?
Sure, because, for instance, we usually, you know, there's stuff we've done or there's stuff we've said in the past. It's always something to do with the past that we are not happy with and we have regret and we have, you know, the past tied to us because we keep thinking we could have done better. Here it is. Whoever did whatever they did it with the light that they had at that time. You know, if you could have done it another way, you would have done it another way, but you didn't do it another way. You did the best you could at the time. And even if it wasn't the best somewhere you're looking today, it's the way it happened. And actually, the funny thing is, Robin, is by letting go in this moment about what happened, say, 15 years ago or last year or last week, somehow by clearing it in the moment, this amazing illusion that we have about time, that there's yesterday, tomorrow, and now is still an illusion, there's only ever now, what it does is it actually undoes knots and undoes karmic threads that you know, would have kept you prisoner from a past event. These get cleaned up by understanding a simple thing like that. Really, you know, as a parent, for instance, you know, you wish you did things differently with the children or whatever. There's no point going there. It happened the way it happened. And everybody is here to learn what they need to learn. And sometimes we play a part that when we look back on it, obviously we go, well, you know, today I would do differently, but you can't do it from today. It's done already. So things get undone easier that way, you know. So that's
right.
That would be self-forgiveness, to just accept it's done anyway and letting it go today somehow, you know, disentangles it, if that's an English word, I don't know. It allows to disentangle it in the past as well, you know, and you feel the energy coming back. So it's kind of a small bit of a miracle, you know.
Oh, I would say that was a huge gift. That was a big miracle right there. Yeah. Well, we're down to our last like 20 seconds, so I just want to Okay. Thank you again for coming on, and I'm hoping to pop by and see you at the Cookie Cafe, and come by and for sure come and get a super good hug. And again, if anybody's wanting information to call Robin King, and the number again is 909-260-7612. And thank you, Mayana. I look forward to meeting you, and I really encourage everybody to come out this weekend and just check out the seminar and give yourself the gift of just loving yourself and the gift of just learning how to, like you said, have compassion and just coming from this new place that we're all moving to, which is love and grace.
Yeah, thank you. And don't forget, you're all perfect. Breathe that in and just look in the mirror and just say a little, I love you. And it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I love you and thank you. And I love everybody. I would love all my cafe people. So everybody go and have a great night. And we thank you for joining us here at the cafe.
Thank you very much.
This has been a wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.